joining us on the SDCU Fan Hotline from Baltimore, 105.7, and their Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long is with us here on 97.3 The Fan with Ben and Woods. Rob, it's good to have you on in San Diego. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Top of the morning for you guys.
Exactly.
It's been a long time since our Padres have been to the postseason, way back in 2006. Not quite as long for the Orioles, but it's been a pretty rough go these last few seasons, I'd imagine. Rob, what's the mood like in Baltimore about their team?
Well, number one, three seasons, because if you recall, in 2017, they finished in last place. Unexpectedly, last year we thought maybe you'd turn it around in 18, and we realized maybe with first month into the season it's going to be last place again, and they waved the white flag before the season even began this year. Mike Elias, the new general manager, Sig Madell, who's the assistant GM, he's in charge of analytics. They brought in some renewed hope. The minor league system is ranked in the top 10 for the first time in seemingly forever. Good first round draft pick in Adley Rutschman. Good draft class in general. The first time I think they've ever signed all of their draft picks. So there's some hope, there's some faith in the organization right now to kind of get things done to turn it around. They have a presence in minor league scouting, which sounds odd in 2019 that that's a headline, but it is. They even had T-shirts that they sold. J2 is coming, which is July 2nd at the beginning of, signing international players, something that the team has never done before.
Yep.
So. They're doing things differently with the organization. I not only do radio for them, I also do radio for the fan. I also do the pre-game for the weekend series for the organization. So you get a chance to see some things. There's some changes that they got to make, guys, but I believe they're headed in the right direction.
Well, and they're playing a little bit better as of late. Have actually had a decent run after the break, and that's got to be at least somewhat exciting. But, we always talk about it here in San Diego, Rob. At least you guys got the Ravens you can kind of focus your attention on. Now, we're in deep here with our Padres. It's our only, major sports team here in San Diego. Has the fandom completely shifted in Baltimore right now?
You mean from Orioles to Ravens?
Yeah.
No. No, it has not. And it's teams are still, fans are still invested in the Orioles. It's just, it's hard for your average fan to rally around a team that's losing and been losing for 3 years now. That's tough. I don't tell people they still should go to the games, but I don't tell people how to spend their money. I mean, if there was an actor who traditionally did bad movies, I'm not going to the theater to see the movie. I'm not going to. He traditionally does bad movies. Why go? If you know the ball club is not producing wins, and you're in it for entertainment value, why go? But, you look at the ratings for TV, people are still watching. We throw out the top of the Orioles baseball on the radio, people still call in, they still talk about it. So they're still there. Apathy has not settled in. It's just, I don't think people think it's been worth their time to go to the stadium and actually go watch the game. I think it's worth the time to invest at home on your sofa or your porch or something like that. But, you're not going to go and watch a product that you don't believe in.
Rob, what's the now 1 year later after Manny Machado was traded to the Dodgers and, of course, eventually signed here in San Diego his $300 million deal with the Padres? What's the attitude like of fans in terms of, hey, we shouldn't have let this guy go? You know what? He's getting overpaid. We're probably ready to move on. What's the attitude 1 year later, would you say?
Well, Manny started wearing thin on a lot of fans in Oriole land and third land because they started citing him for some of his antics on the field, like his long swing, hitting catches on the backswing, maybe sometimes not running out ground balls, hot dogging it. And, Baltimore's kind of a blue-collar city where things, started going south for him. So when he was finally traded, I think people who only supported him because he went orange and black finally said good riddance to him. I'm sure you all know by now that the infamous Jerry Coleman here in Baltimore tells your fans to boo him on social media.
Yeah.
Jerry happens to be my co-host on the Big Fat Morning Show. Jerry's kind of a character. He and I kind of went at, back and forth. Honestly, went at it. It wasn't like that. Jerry and I always go back and forth. I'm in the other camp. The guy was tremendously talented. 2012, when we had Wilson Benedict and Mark Reynolds playing third base for the with a red towel. You know, he came up at the shortstop and solidified that position to help the team get the postseason and help me to the postseason again in 14 before he got hurt this rest of the season. So Manny has some things about him, but he's immensely talented and he wants to win and he helps teams win. So there, it's kind of, I would say, a large percentage of the fan base was probably glad to see Manny go because they didn't see him as a quote-unquote Oriole, a Baltimore guy. But I'm probably in the minority in that I know he's a generational talent, and he'll spend a long time trying to find the next Manny Machado.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the majority here in San Diego. He's pretty beloved already.
I've been pleasantly surprised.
Phenomenal.
I think the attitude has been a refreshing change, actually, here in San Diego. And yeah, there's been a couple of little, incidents here and there, but not from him, though. But most of them have been way overblown by the media, especially outside media. For the most part, he has been a godsend for our baseball team here in San Diego.
What's the average temperature in San Diego?
About 74 degrees. Yeah,
73.
What the hell are you gonna be upset about?
I know it's exactly right. It's hard. We find plenty to get upset about. We're talking to Rob Long, co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show on 105.7 The Fan. In Baltimore. Looking at the squad, I mean, there's still a lot of moves I think that you guys need to make. What's the plan with Chris Davis? He's got to be the biggest. We've got a couple of anchors here on our roster right now. What's the plan with that anchor in Chris Davis? Just ride it out?
I think in the words of a famous Luther Vandross song, give me a reason. There's no reason right now. I mean, you get rid of him for who's waiting?
Nobody.
It's an easy decision right now because, I'm paying you all this money. You know, we're not Los Angeles. We're not Boston. I mean, we can't just make money disappear. So I think the Orioles right now, it's just when that guy's ready, when the team gets to the point where he's now holding them back from what? You get rid of Chris Davis, you're not in the pennant race. If this team was in the pennant race and Chris Davis was an albatross, I think they'd get rid of him. He's not. So you just kind of wait it out. And see how long you can hold on to him before you finally say, okay, these guys are ready, bye-bye. And I think when that happens, they'll do it. But right now, he's not a difference maker negatively or positively. And I think the way manager Brandon Hyde has used him, he plays sparingly. Renato Nunez playing first base when they're in National League cities. Trey Mancini plays in first base as well, down the top. And Chris Davis plays strategically against right-handed that they think he has a chance in it. Not playing against glass, he's a tough right. That's how they're going to use him. That's all they can do. When that time comes for this team to make a decision and he still has time left on his contract, I think we'll see Chris Davis go bye-bye then. But right now, they have it, and I don't blame them. That's a lot of contract to him.
Yeah, it's a ton of contract. We're talking to Rob Long, co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Last one for me, Rob, and then we'll let you go. Anybody on your roster right now that is being talked about as being moved out at the deadline Wednesday?
Michael Gibbons, if you stop giving up home runs, man, sometimes he's good, sometimes he just flat out sucks. Yesterday, giving up a home run, a walk-off home run to the Angels on an 0-2 count. I think it's an 0-2 or 1-2 count. He's ahead in the count. Two-strike count. He's done that time and time again. He's been talked about. Richard Blyer has been talked about. The problem is, I don't know what much these guys are worth on the open market. I always ask fans when they talk about trades, I always say, well, flip the scenario. If you paid if you wanted those guys, how much would you give up for them?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd give up for Michael Gibbons. I don't know what I'd give up for Richard Blyer. I don't. I'd give up a ton for Trey Mancini. And that's sure they're willing to part ways with him. But here's the thing about Mancini. He's 27 years old. I sell high. By the time your team comes around, he's going to be 30-something years old. He's going to be 30, 31 years old. Right now, he's at the best that he's going to be. That's the guy that I trade, but those talks have been, and I've said it, it's kind of unpopular because fans identify with him. They say, if you trade him, nobody's coming to the game. Hello? Have you seen the stadium?
I know he's coming anyway.
Have you seen the stadium? This is a time where that's, he's 27. If Trey Mancini was 23, put up the numbers that he's putting up, man, I'd cut you to trade him. But at 27, do yourself and him a favor and let him go.
Yeah.
Let him spend his most productive years with a contender. and you get something real good for him, because you could, because he's an offensive productive player. He plays the corner outfield position, first base, and DH. So, you know, he's a guy that I think a pennant contender would like, because he's versatile defensively, and he's a 275, 280 hitter who's going to hit you 25, 30 bombs. I'd trade that guy.
Hey, Rob, really appreciate your time talking a little Orioles baseball this morning. Thank you so much. And if you could, just for me, a little bit of an inside San Diego joke, but for your co-host, Jerry Coleman of the Big Bad Morning Show, next time you're on the air with him, ask him, what'd you do today, Jer? And see what he says. What did you do today, Jer? It's an inside joke here in San Diego. I appreciate it.
I wonder,
Rob,
if he'll get it.
See, now you got to explain the joke.
I'll explain.
Yeah, you got to explain that. You can't just tell me.
Yeah.
It's an inside joke.
Fine.
He might get punched in the mouth. He didn't know.
Jerry Coleman, as you probably know, was the beloved Padres announcer for decades here in San Diego. Passed away about 3-4 years ago. Ted Leitner, his co-host, every single broadcast would ask him, what'd you do today, Jer? And, you know, he'd probably have a story about walking his dog or going to eat a little frozen yogurt. It was just a little silly throwaway, but I miss it. And, you know, it's just one of my favorite things about Jerry Coleman and our Padres broadcast. And you get to be on with Jerry Coleman every day.
It's a different Jerry Coleman,
Coleman, but it's still Jerry Coleman. I'm glad there's still a Jerry Coleman on the air somewhere.
Put it this way, guys. The Jerry Coleman was on that video that you guys saw?
Yeah.
Is the same Jerry Coleman I deal with every day.
I'm so sorry.
Fair enough. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
You get where I'm going with that one.
Yeah, I do. I get it. It's Rob Long in our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply today at SDCCU.com.